Blog Talk Radio.
Today, let's see, today is March the 11th, 2011. And when I did my prayer and praise today, I was just talking. I mean, I just loved the way I was feeling. I mean, this feeling is just going to get better and better and better. You know, there's no turning back. But I was just talking and praising the Lord, thanking Him, and just saying so much. And when He gave me a verse, I said, Lord, do you have a verse? Because I was like talking and laughing and praising. And then I said, do you have a verse for me? And then when God gave me the verse, He gave me Ephesians 2:8-12. And when I was, as I was reading the verse, I was like, oh my God, the things that He's saying in these verses are the same things I was saying in my thank yous and in my prayer, because I'm just so happy. I know that God has so much planned for me, and I know it's great. And I was saying things like, Lord, I know that whatever I see, whatever I can imagine, is nothing compared to your plan, because you have the grandest plan for me. And I can't, nobody can imagine what you have planned for us. And so I said, no matter what I can see, no matter what I can imagine, I know yours is grander, and there's a bonus on top of it, because you always give an extra bonus. And so I said, not my vision I want to live, it's your plan. You know, because I said, I know that if I can see it, if I can feel it, if I can envision it, I know that what you have going on is much grander than that. So I want to be in position to receive what you have for me, and I want to be a vibrational match, and I want to be in alignment, and I want to be positioned to receive what you have for me, what I can't even imagine for myself. Because I know what you have planned is the best for me, and this now will not be able to imagine. I can only sense it when I'm in it. And I was just saying stuff like that, and I was thanking Him, my home that He has for me, all built from scratch and floor. And I'm saying, I know that the home is like just the energy, the life, and it's protected, anointed, because He built from scratch on us. So it has His presence, and it has His energy, it has His vibration. And I know that God opened the floodgates when you're in position to receive it. And I know that at this particular point, I'm not in that position to receive this floodgate, but He's preparing me to receive it. He's got me, even got me doing things I would never do. He's got me doing things that I would do. He's got me stepping out of my comfort zone. And I say, God, I'm in allowance. I am in allowance to follow Thy will for me, because it's not my will I want to live, it's yours, because I know your will is the best for me. The plan that you have, I can't even touch that. I can't even match that. And so He has me stepping out of my comfort zone. And I was like, we were laughing about that. I said, you laughing at me? Because we were laughing, but that's how you got me doing things. And that's why He said, God, you sure you want, you sure as you talking to me? You sure? Because when I'm led to do something that I know that me personally wouldn't do, I'm like, God, is it you telling me to do this? And they be just laughing at me. I know they be laughing at me, because I be like getting reconfirmations and trying to make, I guess, to hear what I want to hear instead of hearing what they're telling me. And they're like, okay, I'm trusting, Lord, I'm trusting that I'm following your voice. And I would say, I'm trusting that I'm following your voice, and that and if I'm not hearing your voice right, and I end up going in a direction that you didn't say for me to go in, I trust that you will put me back on the right path immediately, that you will start showing me and having things come into my life to let me know to get back to the path. And so I thought, I put all my faith and trust in you, and I know you're going to have me on the path, the right path, and that's the path I want to be on. And I just want to hear your voice. I just want to follow your voice. I just want to be where you want me to be. And I want you to keep my vibration high and have me in alignment to receive all that you have for me. And that's my thing. That's you know, because I'm not here. This is not my life. This is God's life that I'm living. I'm living it because he's in me. He's around me. I am surrounded by him. And I am here to live him. And this is just a vessel. I'm just using this vessel. This is the vessel of light, vessel of God's light. And my purpose is to live God's light, to shine God's light, shine God's love. And that's what I want to do. And that's all I want to do. And so that'd be like, God, you sure this is what you're saying for me to do? This, you sure you're talking? Is this your voice I'm hearing? I was just laughing, and we have a good time. You know, we laughed, and I don't know why he's sniffing, but we'd be laughing and having a good time. And so I'm going to read the verses to you because, I mean, things that I was saying, they're right here in these verses. And it's just so awesome how you talk to God, and you say your prayers, and you be showing your gratitude, and then he gives you a verse, and that verse what you talk about, that verse is in alignment with the things that you are saying. And it's awesome. It's just so awesome because then you know, without a doubt, you're talking to God, and God is talking. I mean, he's responding back, that you know that you are in communion with him. You know that you speak with him because he's going to come back with you, to you with what you're talking about. I'm not going to say I've never been in prayer or in gratitude and receive a verse this off, away from what we're talking about. Never have I been given a verse that was just completely out there in left field somewhere. I'm always given verses around what we're talking about, around what I'm saying, around what I'm praising God for in my life. It's always around that, so you know that you're communicating with him and he's communicating with you. You know that you're there in that same conversation. I mean, have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and then you be talking about one thing and the other person just off the wall talk about something totally different and be like, where'd that come from? You know, have you ever been in a conversation like that where the person just way off? The person somewhere else on a totally different subject from where you are, and you were expecting to continue that subject, but this person went somewhere else. I've been in a conversation like that, you know, not all the time, but there have been times where I've been in conversations like that. I would be like, what is this person talking about? That would have nothing to do with what we were just saying. Where'd that come from? But it's not like that with God. When you're conversing with God, he's going to be right there with you, right there in your subject, right there in that same vibration, right there in alignment with whatever you're saying. And my goodness, I mean, let me read this verse. I'm just running my mouth. I get like that. That was even one of the things I said. I just talk so much sometimes. I keep talking and talking and talking. I say, yeah, and talk. Yeah, but I just be talking because I get excited. I just get excited, you know, when I talk to the Lord and I know that I just love the way I feel. I just love it. And I know that I was saying that when I'm just so immersed in the power and the energy. I said, I know I'm taking all this power and energy with me when I move and relocate to my brand new home. I know I'm taking all this with me. And it's, we're going home. We're going to a brand new place that I know is going to be blessed. Whoa, I'm just so excited. I mean, I got so much going on right now. So much going on. And I'm going to be so busy when I get there because I'm so busy right now. I've got so many things lined up, so many things scheduled, so many dates I have to meet all within this month. And the month is what? Almost half over. And then I'm planning to be out of this area the first week in April. So I got so much going on. I still got packing. It's so much. But let me get back to what I'm doing here. Okay, I'm going to read Ephesians 2:8-12. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, in man, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant, having no hope, and without God in the world. And that is Ephesians 2:8-12. And I didn't write very much on this because I wasn't able to put in words what I wanted to express. And so I just wrote something short. So I'm just going to read what I wrote. And whatever comes to me after that will come to me. This is what I wrote. God is good. He has backed up everything I was saying in my prayer and gratitude for my new life. I can't even remember all I said. But when I read these verses, I knew immediately that I spoke the words that match these verses. My new life is God's gift. My trust is also God's gift. Nothing is of me. It's God. I was showing my gratitude for being complete and expanded and full. I was, as usual, just talking and laughing and praising God for introducing me to the final key that unlocked the last door, the door to my golden nugget. Final piece that removed the blinder completely from my eyes. What an awakening. God is good. I am here to live fully the life he has planned. For I know whatever I imagine is not grand enough. God's plan cannot be imagined, and he always adds a bonus. Always adds a bonus. God don't just answer your prayers. He always gives you a bonus. So you know that when God's grand plan comes to fruition in your life, there's a bonus attached to that too. God doesn't do anything small. Everything God does is humongous. Everything God does is huge. It is so large that you can't see it. And when it happens, you can be like, oh, God, goodness, where that come from? I mean, God would hit you with something like, wow, just like he hit me with a golden nugget. I was like, man, because when I was talking to God, I was like, you know, thank you, Lord, for that last piece, because I was at a position in my life and I was just saying, God, something's still missing. There's something still missing. What is it? What is it? What am I not understanding? What am I not getting? What am I not seeing or hearing? Show me. Tell me. There is something missing. I know there's something missing, and I need to know what it is. I want to know what it is, because I am in allowance to find out what it is. What is it? Show me what it is. What am I missing, God? What am I missing? Because something's not right. Something's just not right. There's a missing piece. What is it? Show me. And I was just going on and on. And God had mercy on me. God said, let me get this girl. What's she asking for? She's looking for 5 years or so. Let me give it to her. Let me check her with this. And I don't know to this day. I don't know when or what or how permission. But when God fixed me, I was like, oh my God, that's it. That's what I've been missing. That's what I've been missing. Oh my God, I can't believe it. That's what I've been missing. And it was like almost a shock when God showed me that nugget piece. And I was so in shock and so happy at the same time. I mean, as soon as I saw it, I either read it or heard it, but I heard it. But as soon as I heard it, it was like everything just lit up. I mean, I was like, zoom, right into all that is. I mean, just that quick. I mean, it was like instant satisfaction, instant fullness, instant completion. I couldn't believe it. It was like, oh my God, that's what I've been missing. My Lord. My Lord. And I thank God, Abraham Hicks. That's who delivered the message. Abraham, that's what delivered the message that fit that last piece. I knew I was close. I knew I was not there, but I knew I was close, and I just needed one piece of information. I just knew, I could feel it. I said, something's not right, because things that should have been going on weren't. The way I should have been feeling, I wasn't. I was missing something. Do you ever have that feeling that you got all this information, you're doing all these different things, but there's still something not quite right? You could feel that you're still missing something. And that's where I was. I could feel that I was still missing something. And I just had to, hey, God, what is it? I know there's something before. I know something's not right. There's something missing. What am I missing? What am I not understanding? What am I not hearing? What am I not doing? Show me, tell me something. I need to know now. What is it? Boom, there it is. God is good. God is good. God has also got a good sense of humor too, man. God likes to tease. I'm telling you, God loves to tease. God loves to swerve. God be laughing. No, I mean, not in a bad way, but I mean, I'm sure that the angels and God be like, look at that. Oh, let's just squirm a little bit more. Let's let her squirm a little bit longer. And then when I be like, at my edge, man, that's when they, boom, there it is. And it's so simple. Life is simple, people. I'm telling you, life is simple. And we're the ones that make life easy and complex and difficult. We do that to ourselves. Life is simple. When God gave me that, I was like, my God, that's it. Like an instantaneous completion, fullness. Step right into all I am, just like that. It was, oh my God, it was so simple. Do I remember what it was? No, it don't matter now. I know who it came from, Abraham. I know the source of where the information came from. But I do not remember the day. I do not remember what exactly, how I got that information, what led me to it. I mean, I know God led me to it, but I don't know where he led me. I don't even know how I got into Abraham. I don't know how I found Abraham. I don't know none of that. All I know is God led me to Abraham, because that's what I'm looking for. Whatever I listened to is what gave me what I was missing. That is the part I remember. I remember where the information came from. I do not remember what it was I heard or how I got to that page. None of that. I just know it came from God. That's all I need to know. It came from God. You can tell. I mean, you can tell when something, boom, come from the sky. Come like somebody that drop in the lap. I used to go around my life saying, well, whatever God wants me to do is going to just fall in my lap. Because I'm tired of touching and looking. I just fall.
then I start hearing these people lecturing, talking. You people running around here living like you think things just gonna appear or fall in your lap. Well, you got to get up there and find it and then act and put forth some action to get it in. I said, man, I was expecting to fall in my lap. I wait for it to fall in my lap. Then I just got up and started going out searching again, you know. But yeah, I literally was waiting for things to fall in my lap. That's how this thing just fell in my lap. Boom. There you are. I think, here you go. We're going to give you this. But I was thanking God for that, you know, thanking him. I'm thanking everybody. I just think about that, and I just start thanking him and praising him and God. And then this verse, everything is a gift from God. Before God, like, we already know, we already talked about how God predestined to have us a part of his family. And we already know that. And God is, like, constantly remind that I already chose you. I already chose you, and now I'm positioned to be what I chose you to be, to do what I chose you to do, to accomplish what I chose you to accomplish. So even though we came here and we live without God in our lives, we now have God in our lives because we received the gift of Jesus. Jesus brought us that gift of new life. And because we now have that gift of new life, we are now in the family of God, the way we're supposed to be in the family of God. And now everything we receive are gifts from God. Even our trust in him is a gift from God. We're not trusting God on our own. That's not us. That is God in us. That is his gift to us that we trust him. And the things that's happening in our life, that is a gift of God, a gift from God, because we are now a part of his family like we are meant to be. And so now the doors are open for us to experience the life that God has laid out for us. And that's why I'm like, God, I don't care what I ask for or what I envision or what I say I want to do or take part of or be a part of, Lord, your plan is the master plan. Your plan is the one I want to live and experience. So it doesn't matter what I say, what I ask for, your plan, Lord, that's the plan that I want to be positioned to live and experience. That's the plan that I want to be in alignment with. That's the plan that I want my vibration to match, the plan that you have. And in the meantime, while I'm being taught and led and guided and positioned to receive all that you have from me, I will continue to create whatever. He had me create a book for little children, 0 to 5 years old. And when I finished that book yesterday, or was that today, my days get mixed up because some days I don't sleep. I could be up for days and then I'd be like, oh, what's today? Maybe I should lay down for a few hours. No. And that's what I did today. I was up, I believe, all yesterday. And so I laid down some today, but I kept getting phone calls. Because I was in the process of moving. But anyway, so my days get mixed up at times. And that's why it's an evening. It's 7 o'clock at night. This is me doing my meditation, my prayer, 7 o'clock at night. You know? So my days are just crazy. This is my morning. This evening is my morning. And it's like, my God is so good. I felt what I was saying, so that's why I'm going back into God is so good, because he is. God is so good. I just love communicating with him, because it's just, I mean, I just, you, when you reach that point where you just give it all to the Lord and make your mind up that you want to live his plan, my Lord, I mean, he's with you all the time. I mean, right there. I mean, you're consumed in his presence. And I know those of you who are here who consume know what I'm talking about, because you're just so expanded and you don't feel separate from anything. You feel like you are a part of everything, and you are, because God is everything. And when God, when you are immersed in his presence, you're everything. Because how can you not be when you're in presence of God, and God is everything? And that's a feel that I can't even do
feeling of a connection to the greatness of all that is. You just feel that connection all the time. You're never out of it. And in a house more than anything, you're always here doing things. And when I do go out to run errands, I go out and it's different, but it's not different. It used to be like so dense and heavy, but I can be out and I'm still light. I'm still a part of everything. And I look around and I see how people act. I see how I hear it, the way they talk. And I'm looking at them and I'm just still so lifted and so light. And sometimes, you know, before that last golden nugget, I would be rushing to get back home. Like, I got to get back to my sanctuary. I just feel so mean when I'm home. And I hated being out because it was so dense and so dark and so yucky feeling when I was out. But now, it's not like that anymore. It's not like that anymore because now I'm not just me. When I'm in my element, I'm in my sanctuary, I'm me wherever I go. So I am complete. I am now whole. And I was hearing somebody today on her teleconference, how she was just so giggly and excited. You know, so, oh, it's like we're so expanded now. We're just in the fourth dimension and we're oh, it's such a good feeling. And she was saying all that stuff and I was laughing. Because I know what she's talking about. And she was just so giggling and excited and trying to explain it. And I know exactly what she's talking about because that's how it is. Just like, it's just so happy. You feel so good. And you just feel like you're up on everything. There's no separation. It's just oneness. Oh my God. And she was trying to explain it. And I was laughing at her. I couldn't help it because, you know, she's just so, like a little kid, you know, and that's how it is. You're just like a little kid. I'm like a little kid anyway. You know, my children is like, you're so silly. People I used to work, you're so silly. Yeah, I'm silly. You call it silly, but I'm a child of God. I'm giggly. I'm happy. I'm excited. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Innocent. Childlike. That's what God loves because we are his children. And life joyful, not all serious and adulty and whatever you consider life to be, sophisticated, intellectual. That's not life. Life is fun. Look at a baby. Look at a child. Giggly, silly, having fun, enjoying everything, excited. That is how we are to be as God's children. I've always been like that. Well, most of my life, that's my nature is silly. My nature is childish. My nature is fun. My nature is just, you know, giggly. That's my nature. And people look at that as childish and silly. But it doesn't matter how they look at it. The only thing that matters is my Father. How my Father sees me. And he sees me as his daughter. He sees me as his delight. Oh, let me read, because I forgot one day to read you the message God gave me, and I'm almost out of time, and I forgot to read you his message that he gave me. He gave me one little line, but that's over now. I didn't get to share it, but let me read his message to me before I forget this time. I said, Lord, what's your message for me? He said, I was laughing. Give me a message before I wrote it. I was just cracking up laughing. And I said, okay, give it to me in English. And so I wrote it down, and he said, I am your light. I am your voice. I am your delight. So it is forevermore. Love, love, love. I was just so tickled because the book that he has me writing is an I am book. And it was just so funny to me because it's like, I am this, I am that. And so when him turned this around, saying, I am your light, because I don't say, you are my light, or I am your light, you know, and anyway, I got it. It was like a joke to me, and And God has a sense of humor. And I just love the Lord so much. I just love talking to him and laughing with him. And my time is up. God bless you.